Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Denise Coder, and she is the Community Health Coordinator for Cass County Home Care. Good morning to you, Denise.
Good morning.
You know, I've been hearing people say, oh, they love this weather, but, you know, fall says, oh, it's going to get cold and wintry, so I don't like fall for that reason. But you know what? There's another thing coming. Flu season.
Lots of communicable disease actually through the winter, but flu is really our biggest one. Every year we have some resident or residents that actually we say they died of influenza or pneumonia. So these are two diseases that we really try to focus on in the fall with vaccination opportunities, and we're going to talk about influenza today.
Mm-hmm. And remember, this isn't the stomach flu, the 24-hour flu. This is serious stuff. This is influenza, and that's what our shots are supposed to cover. So that's coming right up, Denise. When are the first couple?
Well, gosh, our first clinic is Saturday, our first community clinic. It will be up here at the hospital in the atrium. We'll start at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning, and we'll go until 11. And then we do have another one on Tuesday evening, and that one is from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. That would be October 4th.
Okay, so the first two are at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. I know you have some a little on into October that are other places, so people can go to Anita, Griswold, Messina, and so on, and I'm sure you'll be publicizing those. But it's really good to know that, hey, you better start thinking about that. It's not too early.
You know, I remember probably 5 years ago, we tried to delay the start of our clinics until late October, early November. It had to do with the effectiveness of the vaccine after a certain amount of time. And they've done a lot of studies about that. And what they've discovered is that the vaccine does last longer than we originally thought. It's not like it lasts a lifetime when you get it, but we do know that it will carry you through the season just fine. So their recommendation now is when you get your vaccine, you should start administering it as soon as possible. We've had our vaccine for a couple of weeks, so that's why we're getting going here now. And it is a little earlier than used to seeing, but it's not too early. It's great to get out when it's nice. You don't have to worry about, you know, going through the snow or the rain or the cold wind or whatever. Get it while you can while it's nice.
And who should get a flu shot?
Everyone 6 months and over. And that's changed too. We used to have all what we call high risk groups. And certainly some people are still more at risk than others if they would get influenza. And that would be the very old and the very young. But what we know is that, first of all, anybody can get influenza. And secondly, in order to provide that protection to the very old and the very young, the more of us that aren't in those categories that get vaccinated will help do that. There is one group of people that cannot receive a flu vaccination. Well, there's two. If you're allergic, of course, and this would be anaphylactically allergic. So like if you would die if you got a flu shot, it isn't that, oh, my arm is sore. It's a severe allergic reaction.
It's kind of like some people with bee stings, for instance. It would be similar to that.
Exactly. That's the kind of reaction that we would say you should not get a flu shot. And then the very, very young. So infants less than 6 months of age cannot get an influenza vaccination. You have to be 6 months or older. The only way to protect them is for others to be vaccinated. So it's very important for them.
Okay. So parents, grandpa and grandma and cousins and all, if you get your flu shot, just think you're helping somebody else out. Now, I understand something else that's the same is the cost.
Yes, our charge is $25 for the high-dose vaccine, and that's the vaccine that we use for those 65 and older. It's a it was new last year, and it's not new anymore, but it's specifically formulated for those 65 and older to provide higher immune response. That is $40. However, completely covered by Medicare. So for those of you who have Medicare, if you just bring your Medicare card, we'll go ahead and bill that. We will also bill Medicaid, Hawkeye, Humana, and Blue Cross Blue Shield. So if you have those cards, bring those with you. Otherwise, it's $25.
But you will also give people a receipt so they could send that into their insurance company if their insurance company covers that kind of thing.
Yes, you will leave with a carbon copy of your consent form. It has all the billing information on there, all of the CPT code information about what we did. And then, yes, you can submit that to your insurance if you have an insurance other than the ones that we'll bill to.
You know, Denise, one of the things I've been hearing something about, you know, this person who got something, prescription shot, whatever, and then found out, well, you know, I've already had that or I shouldn't be duplicate, whatever. What kind of records do you keep?
Well, first we have the consent forms, and those are paper copies for our work, you know. But one thing that I want to point out, the state of Iowa has a registry system that the healthcare system here uses, so the hospital, Cass County Home Care. It's an immunization registry where we put in that registry every vaccination that you get through the health system.
Not just every influenza vaccination, but every vaccination.
That's correct. If you get a tetanus shot, if you get a MMR, it doesn't matter what you get. If you get it in a vaccination format, it's going to get put into that system. And then providers across the state of Iowa can access that information. So let's say you end up cutting yourself in Harlan, for instance. You end up in the ER there. They can check your immunization history to see whether your tetanus shot is up to date. So it prevents duplication. It increases the chance that you're going to get the vaccinations that you need when you need them. Conserves resources. You don't need some. You do need to have boosters of, and some you don't. So for those providers that are using the system, it's a great service to the patient because it allows us to track those, and you'll have a record whenever you want it of what you've had too, because we can print your records out using that information. So when you're getting a flu vaccination, you do want to ask and make sure that wherever you're getting it from, that will be entered into what's called IRIS. Registry of Immunization Services.
That's good for those of us who forget or lose our records or whatever. I mean, that doesn't seem like you would forget that you'd gotten a flu shot, but people's lives are so busy sometimes they go, okay, was that 2 years ago? Or was that just last year? So that's a very helpful kind of thing to do. Now, these kinds of flu shots, this is kind of open to the public. What about some of our places where more people gather, like schools?
Yeah, you should know we are planning on doing influenza vaccinations at all the school buildings in the county, including Elliott, which is actually part of the Grootfield School District, but not in the county. We've made arrangements. Consent forms are going home this week, probably. They're due back around the 1st of October. We'll be in all of those buildings sometime in October giving vaccinations to kids. So if you're a parent, be watching for that coming home. It's very convenient for you. Parents of little children should know we don't do shots in those elementary schools. We take the mist only. So there's no shots, injections involved at the lower levels. When you get into middle school, junior high, high school, they have the option of doing either injectable or mist. So they have that choice. And then we also offer the opportunity for businesses to come on site and do employees on site. So if anybody has that interest that hasn't already been contacted by us, give me a call.
So you're just trying to make sure that as many people as possible are getting these vaccinations to keep all of us healthier. Now, we'll come back and remind people of those dates and places, but you're doing some blood draws here coming up in October also.
We are. End of October, I believe it's October 24th, 27th, and 28th. We have a new way to schedule yourself in for that. We have an online scheduling system. So if you're internet savvy at all, you'll want to visit www.CassCountyClinics.com, and you can schedule your own appointment for that, or you can call me.
You're still there at the telephone, or if you are not here, people can leave a message, correct?
If you leave a message, I'll call you back. And I know I'm not at my telephone all the time, but just go ahead and leave a message. I'll call you back.
And the blood draws are to determine what?
Well, it's a blood profile that does a lot. It looks at cholesterol, blood sugar, kidney function, liver function, thyroid function. So pretty comprehensive. And then we do the PSAs for men. And the newest things are the A1C we can add in, or the vitamin D.
Okay. And if you've had one of those last year, do you need to get one again, one of these blood draws that covers all of that?
Kind of depends upon your health status. Everything was completely normal last year, maybe not. If you're trying to watch your cholesterol or your blood sugar was a little high and you've done some things with your doctor and you just kind of see where you're at, sure, there's not a reason not to. It doesn't hurt anything except a little poke.
And what about cost for those?
Mm-hmm. The blood profile is $35. Adding an A1C with that is 47, the PSA is 20, and the vitamin D is 30.
And will any insurance companies cover those?
No, we don't submit to insurance with these because they're not done in the usual way. It's a community setting that we're doing them in. But most people can do like health savings accounts or medical expense spending plans.
Okay. Good opportunity to get that done, and we'll be talking more about that. But again, the first two influenza vaccination times and places?
This Saturday at the hospital in the atrium from 9 to 11, and then Tuesday, October 4th from 5 to 7 p.m. You can visit the hospital website for a complete listing.
Okay, and that website is?
www.casshealth.org.
All right, pretty easy. Thank you so much to Denise Coder with the Cass County Home Care. Until next time, here's the thought. If it is not the right thing to do, never do it. If it's not the truth, never say it.